tracking, mixing, editing, audio restoration,
transfers,
wire recording,
tape transfers,
instantaneous records, enhancement,
on hold messaging,
commercial and long form voiceovers,
podcasting,
audiobooks, location recording. We're Avocado Productions. Hello, and welcome to Avocado Productions webcast number 7. This time around, we're presenting a demonstration wire produced by Webster Chicago in 1948. The wire gives ideas and suggestions for use and was probably included with a wire recorder purchase. What was surprising to me the first time I heard this wire was how poor the sound was. Most wires we get in for transfer sound much better than this. The poor fidelity is due to the way it was recorded. The announcer describes the method at the beginning of the demo. You'll also notice a substantial amount of wow and flutter. I'm not sure I would have been interested in purchasing a recorder based on this demo, but here it is, in its entirety, the Webster Chicago Demonstration Wire, copyright 1948. It runs just over 5 minutes.
Hello there. I have some interesting things to tell you about this Webster Chicago wire recorder. Ideas and suggestions on how to use it, where to place the microphone, how to entertain your friends, and make recordings right from your radio. Now, to make this wire recording on the Webster Chicago Electronic Memory Wire Recorder, a microphone was placed about 3 feet in front of the radio loudspeaker. The controls were set to record position, tone control to the full right, and the volume control at 2 o'clock position.
Where the moon swings low on the Alamo.
In recording either instrumental music or vocal music, the volume level indicator light flashes only occasionally, and then just on the loudest words or passages. An ordinary felt hat placed behind the microphone with the inside of the hat toward the loudspeaker helps to scoop up the sound. Simple little trick, isn't it? Your Webster Chicago Electronic Memory Wire Recorder will be the most popular unit in your home at party time. And now listen to this barbershop quartet. 4 men grouped around the microphone, which one of them holds about 3 feet in front of him.
By the light of the moon, of the silvery moon.
The Webster Chicago Electronic Memory Wire Recorder records the speaking voice, too, with amazing fidelity. It has reproduced faithfully the character of my voice. A group of voices will record just as well. In that case, the microphone should be placed face up on a table or on the floor in the approximate center of the group. Then set the volume control so that the indicator light flashes occasionally as the nearest person speaks. Now, this is particularly useful for recording meetings, conferences, interviews, or family gatherings and games. Musical instruments also record well on this Webster Chicago Electronic Memory Wire Recorder. The Webster Chicago Electronic Memory Wire Recorder can be of great value to the finished musician. He may analyze his own interpretations, or his students might follow their progress in fingering or tone production. Well, your Webster Chicago Electronic Memory Wire Recorder will reproduce faithfully the classics you hear on the air. results, always use Webster Chicago electronic memory pre-tested recording wire. It's the best you can buy. Yes, your recordings of fine music and programs will last forever and always play back just as recorded when you use Webster Chicago electronic memory pre-tested recording wire. It records better, holds the recording clearer, and it erases cleaner whenever you desire. The nylon leaders provide quick, easy threading assistance and keep you from losing the ends of the wire either at the beginning or at the end of the spool. The kids love the Webster Chicago wire recorders for their games, amateur shows, and dance music. Home movies and slides become professional with the electronic memory commentary. The Webster Chicago electronic memory wire recorder takes over where the human memory leaves off.
Holding the microphone up to a loudspeaker to capture a broadcast or record was a common method, but not a very good one. An input cord, which allowed you to connect directly to a radio or phonograph, was available as an accessory, though it's never mentioned on the demo. The use of an ordinary felt hat to scoop up the sound is unique, and I'm sure it was effective. Now, this recording is part of a collection of one of our customers. We do have a collection of Webster Chicago wire recorder accessories and are always looking for items to fill out our collection. We offer discounts and trades for those items. I hope you've enjoyed our latest webcast. To ensure you don't miss a program, be sure to subscribe to our cast feed. As we don't produce programs on a regular basis, subscribing lets you know right away when a new webcast is available. We also invite your questions and comments on this or any of the Avocado Productions webcasts. You can send them to info@avocadoproductions.com. I'm Angie Dickinson-Mickle. Thanks for listening.